High voltage politics in Mount Kenya region are on tectonic gear ahead of planned Lemuria 3 meeting on May 17. NARC Kenya leader Martha Karua hoping that the resolutions will have a profound effect on how we run our affairs and therefore contribute to the course of politics in the nation. Karua, who is among the planners of the said meeting alongside Jubilee Secretary General Jeremiah Kioni, yesterday maintained that the meeting targets to come up with a pushback strategy against the Kenya Kwanza administration over what she termed as punitive taxes against the Kenya electorate who are largely on agriculture and business. The meeting, by coming together of political leaders from different political parties from Mount Kenya region, we are already feeling the heat of punitive taxes and we want to meet to deliberate our next course of action. We are rooting for the unity of purpose to be able to look at the issues of common interest and strengthen our unity, Karua said. Top of the Lemuria 3 agenda, Karua hinted, include the composition of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, the boundary review exercise, revenue allocation based on population, the one man, one vote, one shilling mantra, establish a framework on how they will force the President William Ruto-led administration on lowering taxation, among others. There should be a quality of the vote in the boundary review exercise. The review must focus on population, and we are saying this because our voice has been diluted in the current boundary status. We are marginalized even in the distribution of resources, and this also means access to health is being marginalized, therefore causing people ill health and death. I'm also personally pushing for an equalization fund, which I borrow heavily from the Canadian Constitution, said Karua. On taxation, Karua accused the Kenya Kwanza administration of exorbitant taxes to the agricultural produce that hurt the Mount Kenya region, claiming miraa, coffee, tea, avocado and macadamia have been taxed, claiming the taxation are with no justification. Miraa currently is being levied at the airport, a miscellaneous tax that nobody knows about because it is not documented, to a tune of $5 per kilo. For what service is the administration giving to miraa and other crops to be able to ask for an additional tax? There is no taxation without representation, posed the Azimio deputy party leader. She hit out at leaders who were opposed to the meeting, wondering why it has never elicited high temperatures and excitement when other community caucuses were meeting to discuss their issues. There is a caucus for Malembe, for Coast and for other regions, all forging unity, and I don't know where there is excitement when the people of Mount Kenya say they are meeting, and for that reason the administration shows signs of developing fear and branding as tribalists. May I tell them that we are several communities coming under the umbrella of the Mount Kenya region, she said, while noting that the meeting will be attended by the delegates from Taraka Nithi, Meru, Embu communities and the larger Agakuyu-speaking communities from the 11 Mountain Kenya regions and the diaspora. Karua was responding to National Assembly Majority Leader Kamani Achung'wa, who is opposed to the meeting and who described it as an ethnic bigotry meeting. Achung'wa dismissed the meeting, claiming it was to propel the politics of ethnicity and personalities that he said ended with the 2022 elections. Lemuria 3 talk belongs to the past. Ethnic bigotry has no place in our nation's future. Let's bury ethnic divisive politics and build a united, inclusive nation, Achung'wa said. However, Karua clarified that their meeting will not discuss the 2027 presidential candidate or any other candidate, saying, you got to give the people of the mountain time for everybody's dream to grow. You have to leave people and candidates to grow themselves organically and then close the bridge at the time. So this is not the time in this meeting. There is nothing about declaring anybody as a leader or queenpin for that matter, she said. Reacting on the same meeting, Gachagua 2 days ago reached out to Kioni and Karua, saying his doors are open for any candid discussion, including the things they feel are not going on, saying through him there was an avenue for M Kenya leaders to listen to each other, since he belonged to the open door policy leadership mantra. A good idea has a room to become a better idea, and a better idea must give room to the best idea. Instead of disturbing the Lemuria people as they battle with flash floods, they leaders are welcome to exchange ideas. They can be accompanied by the clergy if the wish, Gachagua said on Sunday. As Karua and Kioni seeks to retire at Lemuria for their unity of purpose, Cabinet Minister for Public Service, Performance and Delivery Management Moses Kuria, who has presented himself as the alternative between Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua and Kaharu MP Ndindi Nyoro, even as he contends that there is a strategy to divide the region, seems to chart his own political path. Yesterday, Kuria criticized the meeting between his boss President William Ruto and Kiambu leaders, wondering why such a meeting would be called without him, who is the only cabinet secretary from Kiambu. It is wrong to keep calling meetings of Kiambu leadership without the only Cs from Kiambu County. No such a meeting with EMC, Elgeyo Marakwet County, meeting would happen without KIPC Jumba Merkoman, Courier wrote in a photo bearing President Ruto and Kiambu leaders. What followed is a response from Nyandarua Senator John Methu, who replied, maybe it's because you are a CEES and not a county executive from Kiambu, or maybe because they use the number of votes you got in the last election to gauge your capacity in representing Kiambu in such a critical meeting. Finally, why don't you inbox the president and tell him that you feel inferior to Kipchumba Murkomen? The response read.